It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're ever out this neck of the woods around Portmarnock, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great bar, great food, great atmosphere, and great staff. What more can you ask for? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message yesterday from a regular listener to this show called Joanne. And here's what she says. It's Joanne here. You know me, lads. I don't complain about anything. But yesterday I was in, and she actually names the store. It's a supermarket on the south side of Dublin, with my 8-year-old. He has autism, and from time to time, he has bad episodes in public. Yesterday he had one while we were shopping and started screaming and pulling things off the shelf. Usually these episodes only last seconds, but this went on for a minute and I had to leave him be. I'll admit that he smashed some things off the shelf which I said I would pay for, but an arsehole of a security guard came along and told me that I'd have to leave the shop because I couldn't control Jake. I was so embarrassed. I told him Jake has autism, but it didn't matter to him. Then some customer had the cheek to tell me I shouldn't be shopping there with my son when it's noisy. Do people want us to lock our children away and hide their autism? I am absolutely disgusted by this treatment. Can you highlight this? And that is from, as I said, a regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast. Her name is Joanne. What do you make of that?
Okay, we have cleared up a few things because there was a lot of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's get all the things out of the open. People wanted the shop named. It's a very well-known supermarket. It's on Dublin's south side. We're not saying the name of the supermarket, and we're not saying, because the security guard will then be targeted by lunatics mm-hmm. who just want people cancelled for the way he behaved. The security guard, by the way, did not know, and we've cleared that up, but Joanne did not know that the child had autism.
No, but she did. She told him. She yeah. told him that he had autism, and he didn't care, and he threw her out of the shop.
No, he asked her to leave.
Same difference.
No, it's not the same difference. So the security guard, how would the security guard...
He didn't physically drag her out of the shop, but he told her to leave the shop.
Okay, but when a security guard sees a child pulling things off the shelves and smashing things, that the job of a security guard is to step in and...
And stop it.
And stop it happening. That's all he did, okay? Yeah. So people calling the security guard names. People messaging saying he was obviously a foreigner. What in God's name has that got to do with anything?
Now, we don't know the answer to that, but it's irrelevant anyway.
It's irrelevant.
He told me that I'd have to leave the shop because I couldn't control my child.
Okay, he probably should have dealt with it in a better way.
So he literally went over to her and he said, get out of this shop now, and take that child with you.
I'm not saying... I don't have children who are on the autism spectrum, and I'm sure, guys, you will be able to educate us in this topic about what it's like when your child has a meltdown in a public place, how it's dealt with. I don't have children with autism, so I wouldn't even claim to know. But having said that, 2 weeks ago on holidays, I witnessed an incident. And again, I'm not blaming the parents on this. But there was a firework where we were on holidays. As you know, there was a firework show every single night. And it went on for about a half an hour. Amazing firework show that we used to bring our kids to. And one of the nights, we brought our kids to the firework show. And beside us, there was a child there who was clearly autistic.
Why clearly autistic?
Because you can actually tell. And the mother had the headphones on. She was putting the headphones on. And I thought to myself, this isn't going to end good, because I'd been at the fireworks display the night before and I knew it was quite loud. The fireworks go right over your head and it was going to be a sensory overload for the child. But I said to myself, the parents know best. Mm-hmm. The parents know best. Anyway, the fireworks display started, and within, I'd say, 20 seconds of the fireworks display starting, the child had an absolute meltdown. Now, luckily, it was in an open space, so they put the child back in the buggy. The child was about 5, I'd say, and wheeled the buggy away. But the child was very distressed. Now,
what are you saying? That the parents are at fault for that?
No. I'm asking, were the parents right? I mean, parents know their kids better than anyone else. If you have If you have, you know, autism, by the way, there's all different, you know.
Oh, it's a huge, it's a spectrum,
it's
literally
a huge spectrum. Mm-hmm. So some children will be okay with a fireworks display, but they should have known, should they not, that their child wouldn't be able for that. Is it really fair to put a child?
So you're blaming the parents then? They're responsible for this.
They brought the child to a thing that was a sensory, an absolute sensory overload, and knew. So I'm not saying this mother is to blame, but could they? Supermarkets do have quieter times. Now, the time that she was at the supermarket was what, 4:30 or 5:00? Between 4:30 and 5:00, yeah, from what we believe. So. Probably a busy time. Maybe that added to the sensory issues. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Don't shoot me. It's just my opinion. Should she have brought the child? The reason, by the way, supermarkets and cinemas and all that have sensory time slots is exactly for that reason. Because
she said in her message, he has autism and from time to time he has bad episodes. So that means it's relatively infrequently that he has bad episodes, yeah?
Yeah.
You would agree with that. So, but you're still saying maybe she should have brought the child to the supermarket at a quieter time. Well, it probably didn't suit her to bring her child to the supermarket at a quieter time.
Okay, here's
he only has bad episodes in public from time to time.
Okay, Stacey's just been on to us. We'll try and get her on. She says, hi everyone, I'm a mother of two kids with autism. And which, Jesus, that must be tough. And going to the supermarket is the most anxious and stressful time for both my kids and me. So you try to pick a time that's best to go. And when there isn't sounds in the shops, even the beeping of the tills and the rustling of packets being picked up can set them off. So I'm only saying what she's saying. So don't shoot me. I'm just saying there are times.
Okay, so back to Joanne. Are you implying that it's kind of her fault for bringing the child when it was busier?
No, I'm not. Don't put words in my mouth for dramatics. I'm not saying that. I'm pretty much saying what that autism mum is saying, what Stacey is saying.
Well, so she said, I tried to pick a time that is less stressful.
That's all I'm saying.
Our number is 085.
The security guard could have handled it better, but as I said, the security guard did not know. I mean, Jesus. Security guards can't be. It's hard sometimes to know whether a child is being bullied or whether it's autism. I mean, my daughter, when she was younger, used to have massive meltdowns in supermarkets where she'd lie on the floor and roll around because she wasn't getting sweets. She doesn't have autism, but she was saying, how is the security guard supposed to know?
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. This is Aisling.
Hi guys, sorry I can't come on air, but I'm in work at the moment. So I work in a supermarket in Cork, and we'd have a lot of parents coming in with kids with autism. And I think a lot of people need to have patience and kindness, because the parents want to get in and out as fast as they can without the child having a meltdown. Sometimes while serving the parents, the child might have a meltdown. I'd always say to the parents, they're always apologising. I'd always say, it's fine, take your time. There's absolutely nothing they can do. If I'm around on the shop floor and I see a child having a meltdown, I'd go over and ask the parent, do they need a hand with the shopping? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Like, it's all about having patience and kindness. Parents feel judged as it is because their kids have autism, and they shouldn't, because there's nothing they can do about it. I just think people need to be a lot more kinder, so these parents don't feel judged when they walk into a supermarket. Their job is hard enough trying to deal with their children and figuring out what they want, what they need. So, yeah, a little kindness goes a long way.
Joan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joan?
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Joan, what did you want to say about this? This, again, this is all alleged. We don't have the security guard's word for it, but this woman was basically thrown out of a store because her...
She actually wasn't.
She was asked to leave the bloody store.
She wasn't thrown out of the store. Can we just please get this right? We are waiting for a statement back from the supermarket who said they are investigating this. So let's not add to the drama. She wasn't thrown out, because that makes it out that the security guard grabbed her and her child by the scruff.
A security guard came along and told me I'd have to leave the shop because I couldn't control my child. That's thrown her out. Sorry, Joan, go on.
I'm the parent of a child with special needs. My young lad is 8 and he's autistic. He also has an intellectual disability and he also has a speech disorder. And there was a comment on your Facebook thing there from some fella that said that these kids can be extremely violent when they have a fit. Now, these kids don't have fits. That's a totally different thing. They have meltdowns. They have sensory overloads. That's a completely different thing to a fit. And when I seen that comment, that absolutely made my blood boil because he is what's wrong with society, not these kids.
Meaning what? They have an ignorant view of autism? Is that what
yes,
you think?
Yes, he did have a very ignorant. His comment was, these kids should not be brought out in public. Talk about going back to the Stone Ages when these kids were put into homes and locked away because families were ashamed of them and this, that and the other. I mean, that's an absolute disgrace to have that attitude in this day and age.
Okay, so a lot of people, and maybe including this security guard, don't understand autism, don't understand what can happen to a child. So are you blaming people like that for being ignorant and uneducated?
Ignorant, exactly. That's exactly what it is. If you don't understand it, just walk on and mind your own fucking business. Simple as. Life is hard enough with these kids without having absolute Neanderthals like that passing comments.
Okay, and I agree, and I've seen other comments not dissimilar, basically blaming parents, saying it's your own fault for bringing your child to the supermarket when it's so busy. Yes. And
God forbid we have to go out and get 2 litres of milk and we have to bring the kids with us because nobody else can mind these kids. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but when you have an autistic child, there is no village. There is you and your close family, as in your husband or your partner, or if you're lucky enough to have older kids to help you, that's all you have.
Okay, what was this security guard meant to do when there is a child who, by Joanne's own admission, he started screaming and pulling things off the shelves, and he did cause damage. She offered to pay for the damage. What's the security guard meant to do? Just kind of stand there and wait till he finishes ripping stuff off the shelves?
No, you don't just stand there and wait. Like, I mean, I'm not saying let the kids go in and wreck the shop. Of course you don't allow that. But a bit of compassion, do you know what I mean? Say to her, like, it's okay, don't worry about it, you know. Just give yourself a minute there, try and get yourself together. And do you know what I mean? But this thing of, like, leave the shop. Like,
okay, if it was...
to somebody like that.
If it was anybody, if it was... a teenager ripping stuff off the shelves and smashing stuff on the ground, he'd be asked to leave the shop. If it was anybody else doing that, they'd be asked to leave the shop. So
yeah, because they're in there to do forgivement, but these kids are not doing it forgivement. They don't even realise in the time and the moment what they're doing. Do you understand me?
But as well, it can't be just let happen either. A shop like has a duty of care. They can't let just people throw glass jars.
Can't, Jeremy. But like, what do you suggest that we do? Like, if you've seen me in the shop today now and my little lad was having a meltdown and he was kicking boxes or, do you know what I mean, lying on the floor kicking and screaming, and I'm doing my best to try and control him and get him to settle down and get him up off the floor to leave the shop with him, are you going to turn around and stand there and say to me, sorry, would you not let your child kick those boxes? Or would you have the decent thing in you to just step back or just keep going and mind your own business?
So, I need to understand what do you think the security guard should have done here. Obviously, we think he might have been a bit out of line asking her to leave the shop, but he's standing there while this child is reefing stuff off the shelves. What's he meant to do?
But the mother apologised and she offered to pay for the stuff. It's not like she was just standing there allowing him to do this. I'm sure when this was happening, the mother was doing her best to try and control the child and calm him down for whatever meltdown he was having. Do you know what I mean? So the last thing she needed was people passing judgment, and especially told you should try and control him and get out of the shop.
Okay, stay there for one second, because Mary, you sent us a message just a while ago saying that you have 4 children with autism and they're all very, very different. Would you used to do the shopping on your own?
I didn't. I can sympathise and I agree totally with the previous lady. I didn't hear her name.
Her name is Joan.
Speaking to her. I totally agree with her. You know, it's awful. I mean, I remember when our third child, who happens to be a girl, Adrian, was little. And it was a nightmare bringing her into a shop because like that, you were being judged. She didn't understand and she could get away from me, no problem. So and when I would have to go in to do a proper grocery shopping, rather than putting her through and putting me through the stress of it, my husband very kindly used to take her all off for a drive so that I could go in, do the shopping and save them the knowledge that they weren't, you know, being judged or they weren't having a sensory overload. Now,
and when you say, sorry, when you say they were being judged, that you'd take your daughter into a shop and she would be judged, in what way?
Well, I actually had a lady behind a supermarket. Now, it was I'm not going to say where, Adrian, because obviously it'd be easy to identify, you know, where this shop was. But she didn't. Now, we're going back 30-odd years ago, so there was very little known about autism. When our daughter Rebecca was, you know, she would have been 3 or 4 at the time. And she proceeded to give out to her and tell her that she wasn't going to sell her sweeties if she wasn't a good girl for mommy. And I had to pull her up and say to her, hold on. Now, I knew this lady by name. And I said to her, she does not understand one word you have said. I said, she is actually profoundly autistic. And I said, to this day, you wouldn't have a conversation with Rebecca.
But I don't know if you heard my example from a couple of weeks ago when I was on holidays and the children or the parents who had the autistic child at the fireworks display.
I did during the end. You know what? I was laughing because that was the one thing that it's so, only parents of children on the autistic spectrum will understand. There are, like, my profoundly autistic daughter that I couldn't bring into a supermarket loved fireworks. And when anyone was having fireworks, my husband, you know, out on the green at Halloween, some of the lads would get together, the fathers, and they'd organise a little fireworks display. So, and my husband would have to bring her out.
So do you think
she loved them?
Do you think it's possible that this couple beside me on holidays, this was the first time they'd brought their child to a fireworks display? And they
it
were.
Could be, or it could be a case of like our daughter. Now she would like all children, Adrian, or sorry, Jeremy. You know they'll make a liar out of you. Rebecca would have loved that. Now out, as I say, on the green in front of our house. But I'm not so sure that she would have loved it to be in the setting that you were in, where they were flying over her head. You know what I mean? So it could be that this child had experienced fireworks before and the parents didn't realise that the fireworks were going to be kind of coming over the child's head, if you know what I mean? You know, they might have brought them to a fireworks display where the fireworks were out on the green and they were flying the other direction and not coming close to them. I don't know.
One of the arguments here, as you've heard, Mary, and it may be an ignorant argument, but one of the arguments here is parents should know better than to bring their child to a supermarket at a time where it's so busy they may have a sensory overload. What do you say to people who say that? And by the way, a lot of people have said that.
Well, look, a lot of people don't understand children with autism. And maybe in that lady's case, she's probably brought that child to that supermarket loads of times and he never had a meltdown. But just for whatever was going on in that child's brain at that specific time and day, something caused him to have an overload. As I say, she may have been bringing him and never had a problem.
She did say in her message that from time to time he has bad episodes in public, but only from time to time. So I would
only this, and so she wasn't know that time was going to be the time that something would trigger it.
Okay, do me a favour, Mary. Stay on the line there for 1 second because you might like to talk to the caller coming up in just a second. Let me bring in this message from another mother of autistic children who sent us in a message earlier on. She sent us in a voice note. Her name is Stacey.
Hi guys, sorry, I'm going to just try and send a quick voice note I've already said, I've 2 autistic kids and one is being a bit hectic at the moment. But people to people in shops and supermarkets, not even just in supermarkets, any kind of shops, clothing shops, the city centre, everywhere is always too much. Even as much as going to fun play zones or anything like that with our kids, it's extremely challenging and people have no idea what that's like. So when you go to shops and you have people staring at you and making comments or saying like you need to control that child, it's not that we don't can't control our kids, it's literally just that there is nothing you can do to take them out of that situation when they're in that meltdown. Literally nothing but taking them out of that situation. But as mothers, we need to be able to go to the shops when we can, be able to get clothes. We should be able to go to the supermarket to pick our to do our food shopping if we don't have alternative childcare, which in general of the time, because our kids are additional, they take so much time off of us that we can't.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks, John. What do you want to say on this?
So, the brother's was my nephew, and he's severely autistic, you know, and I don't expect any security guard or anybody to understand what's going on here, you know, and I never did, you know. I don't know where John is coming from. And here's the thing, Adrian and Jeremy, and I want to explain this to you. You know, we went to Dublin Zoo there 2 weeks ago on a Monday, you know, because we picked a Monday because it'd be quiet. And 20 minutes into it, automatic meltdown. I mean, this was, you know, we had to go. We had no choice to go. And I was on the way out and the brother went ahead of me and I stopped and I said it to the girl. I said, listen, there's somebody around there I can speak to. Yeah, no problem. What's going on? I said, listen, we're only here 20 minutes. I says, an autistic child here. I says, there's any chance we can come back. And fair play to Dublin Zoo. They gave us an open ticket for another time, you know. But the fact of the matter is, Adrian and Jeremy, my point is on this is, we go to even supermarkets an hour before closing, and those stores is very good, I have to be honest. Aldi, Lidl, forget about it. They're absolute kips when it comes to autistic children. Those stores is the best, I think, because there's nobody there, you know, an hour before closing. Very, very quiet, very, very relaxed. And the fact of the matter is, even if the child did kick off and the security guard came up, say, hold on for a minute there. Yeah, we know what's going on here. We have this, you know. The only way and the only shape and form that this can be done is we take the child out of the situation, which we did in Dublin Zoo, and which we, you know, my brother has done so many times.
So do you think the mother should have removed her child from the supermarket?
Well, that's what we do. It's up to the mother, Jeremy. That's what we, you know, that's what the brother does, you know, and his partner does. And now the brother, he always asks me to go with him because he wants to give the partner a break because, you know, they work really hard and she works part-time. So the fact of the matter is, like, it's either she's with the kids or he's with the kids, you know, it's always the way. But the fact of the matter is, I don't expect anybody, and he doesn't expect anybody to understand what's going on here, you know, and I don't think she
Mary, let me go back to you for 1 second. He's talking about his brother, and his brother doesn't expect people to understand why his child might.
I agree, Adrian. You know, unfortunately.
So why is everybody condemning this security guard?
I wouldn't condemn the security guard. You know, I mean, he has a job to do, and as people have said, you know, how was he to know that he wasn't just some random young lad coming in and throwing things on the ground for the sake of it?
I have to say, to that end, lads, Joanne, our listener, regular listener, who brought this to her attention, has put a photograph of the security guard up on her Facebook page, because I can see it right now.
Not on hers.
She asked us to put it up on our page, and we said no.
Absolutely
but
not.
On her Facebook page, and it's after getting about 85 comments so far. So
she'd be doing a defamation of character.
I agree with John. Now, and I don't always agree with John, because I'm a regular listener, and I wouldn't always agree with John.
Well, no, she hasn't.
He's right there. She shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, what's she saying?
She hasn't defamed. Well, can I read out the comments?
Yeah.
She said, "This is the pig that treated my son like a second class citizen," and then she names the store and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not defamation to say, but there's a photograph of that man now that's been shared on Facebook.
So while all this was going on yesterday, while her son is having a meltdown.
I don't know when the photograph was taken.
How else would she get it if she didn't take it herself?
Obviously, yeah, had to do it there and then. Joanne had a problem.
You've just left a bad taste in my mouth. With all that going on yesterday and her being asked to leave and trying to calm her son down, she had time to take a photograph of the security guard.
But that only takes 5 seconds. I'm not judging her for taking the photograph.
The fact of the matter is, guys, if this was the biggest issue with the security guard was anyway ill toward her, and she should have went straight for head office and took it out with them instead of doing what she's doing.
Lads, you should see the comment section underneath the photograph of the man. My Jesus Christ. And I mean, autism parents are very passionate about being autism parents.
I know that. I get that.
But the comments underneath it are absolutely horrific, what they're saying about this security guard.
Let me ask you, John.
I
have to say, I'm disgusted to see that. I really am. I mean,
that's what people do nowadays.
Joanne contacted us and asked us to debate it, and we are. And we're debating it in a civilised enough way. We're not identifying the store. We're not identifying the security guard. All we're saying is it's on the south side of Dublin. And that's a responsible way to deal with this. I think that's very irresponsible. I think it's looking for attention.
Yet every single person in the comments, because I'm just seeing they're all angry emojis, every single person in the comments obviously they're friends of hers. They're all agreeing with her putting the photograph up. This pig needs to be named and shamed. What a prick. I'll never shop there again. I mean, the hate for this man.
That's dreadful.
Dreadful.
It really is.
That's absolutely scandalous.
John, let me go back to the point of this conversation, and that is Joanne's annoyance over the way in which this security guard dealt with her, and obviously, as you can hear from that Facebook post, extra annoyed. Do you have any blame towards this security guard, or should
I don't, because I would never, agent, because he's doing his job. He doesn't defer.
What about asking her to leave the shop?
Well, he doesn't defer that child as autistic. He's just seeing this child as bollocks.
But she told him that he's autistic.
Well, you see, but he still probably didn't understand it, agent. I don't know. You see, that I wasn't there. But the fact of the matter is, I've gave you my, experiences when I'm out with the family and when we're going to places. And the fact is, we remove ourselves from the situation. Nobody needs to tell us or say to us, you have to leave. We're leaving anyway, because this is not going to get any better. We're not going to carry on doing our activities, as I said, down in Dublin Zoo that time. We're not going to go ahead with this, because it's an automatic kickoff, and we need to get out there as ASAP. Even the brother said, they used carry on. No. We all came here. We're going with you.
You believe then that is what Joanne should have done yesterday when her child was carrying on again.
I don't want to come across like a bollocks and say Joanne should have known better. But we know better. We know what to do. And that's my point. We know what to do.
But hang on, I think it's fair to say that Joanne should have known better, because she is the mother of this child.
Should have known better, because
that could have possibly happened.
She said he has autism, and from time to time he has bad episodes in public. That would imply that it doesn't happen very often.
Well, time to time is quite often. Time to time happens all the time.
Well, time to time to me is every couple of months. Yeah. But this is the fact, guys. I would never ever expect anybody to understand what's going on, and I never did. And even the brother, I'm very well educated on this, because my brother, I've seen it through my whole family, through his lifetime of his kid, and we know what's good and what's not. And it's even dear, you said Jeremy there to go to the fireworks. See, this would be a no go. Fireworks. This would never happen for my nephew. Never. This would be an overload for him, definitely. So we wouldn't dare do what you see in there, but like I said, it'd be quiet times in the zoo, what have you not, quiet times in the supermarket.
What I'm hearing here from both of you is a little bit of blame towards Joanne, blaming essentially.
No, it's not. She put her
child... I'm not victim blaming anybody.
Put her child in a situation where it was sensory overload for the poor child.
He doesn't have bad episodes in public very often.
From time to time.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, I know Joanne is listening at the moment. And she didn't want to come on because she's taken the matter further. And I can see from her Facebook page that she's active now on Facebook. And I'm going to ask you, sorry, John, just for interrupting. I'm going to ask you, Joanne, for a second, because I know you're listening to this, to please, please, please take down that post off Facebook. I really...
And the post on Facebook is very different to us debating it, as I said a minute ago, because we're debating it in a general sort of way, without naming the security guard, without naming the store, still telling your story, Joanne.
In your post, Joanne, you've geolocated the shop where it is. It literally says at and the shop and where it is. I would ask you, Joanne, as a regular listener to this podcast, as someone we've spoken to before, I would implore you, is that the right word, Raven?
Yeah, that's the right word.
To take down that post, because I don't think any good can come out of that.
In fact, if anything, harm can come of it.
I think that man was just doing his job as a security guard. He could have done it better. He could have done it better. But if you're an autism parent, you know how to deal with these situations. Not all of us are autism parents. Not all of us know how to deal with people that have autism meltdowns. Don't blame them for some bad judgment, okay? But please take the post down, because all it's doing, looking at the comments, they're fucking, pardon my French, they're toxic comments being made about this security guard who did, all he's guilty of is bad judgment. Yeah?
Well, no, you could argue all he's guilty of is doing his job.
Yeah?
Let me bring in Sue with her opinion on this.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I've two little boys with autism, you know, one is 8 and one is 9. And like that, you know, understandably, a security guard has to do his job, which is to secure the area, you know. He should have been more mindful of the glass and the stuff maybe that was displaced off the shelves, and leave the child to the person that knows them the best, you know, and which is their mam, you know. I know, like, there'd be nobody on God's green earth would be able to approach my lad when he's in a state like that and try and take control of him. You know, they struggle with him in school at times. You know, it's difficult enough to get them under control now without anyone intervening or passing judgment, you know. Like, do your job, secure the area, and for anything that might be displaced off the shelves. But, you know, I just feel I'll never stop bringing my child out shopping. He has to learn, you know, you're not in any danger. You're only in the shops, you know. There's no need for these meltdowns. And that can only happen by exposure, you know. And even with maximum exposure, it could still happen. But I'll never stop exposing him. He's not a secret that should be hid away. You know, if I feel I want to take him out to the shops, no matter what time it is. I mean, Christmas time is fairly hectic. We still have to do our shopping. Like, some of us don't have the option of leaving the child at home. I don't. I have to take mine with me, you know. So I wouldn't stop doing it based on the opinion of a security guard or anybody else, you know. There's a lot of lack of understanding and a lot of just lack of life skills, I think. And people that aren't living with autism, you know, there's a lot to be learned. And, you know, I do think we're getting there. But certainly I'll never stop exposing my boys. They'll be brought everywhere. They'll be brought on shopping trips. You know, obviously we'll do everything in our power to stop them or to avoid a meltdown. But they do need exposing, you know, so they're aware, you know, right, this is the same as last week. We're just going to the shops. Like, you can't hide them away. But yeah, that's my take on it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Donna, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Donna?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. How are you? What did you want to say on this?
Great. How are you? So sorry. So I'm a parent to an autistic little girl, and I'm also the chairperson of the new Austin Friendly Town. And it's a really sad day to hear that nobody actually stood in to help that lady, that she was on her own, and that it could have been the owners of the store that told the security to leave, because they weren't educated and aware that when a child is in that state, you have to let them work it out. There's a reason behind the tantrum. They're not able to tell you at that moment in time. And yes, their mom knew, Joanne knew what to do. You had to stand back. But she shouldn't have received judgment and criticism like that and been asked to leave the store, because that's not fair. We're entitled to go out and shop and eat and do whatever we want. Like, they're still humans at the end of the day. I think it's really bad.
Okay, so any suggestion that victim blaming, which is what I said a couple of minutes ago, you know, some parents only have themselves to blame, like the parents who brought the child to the fireworks display that Jeremy witnessed, or bringing the child to a supermarket at a very busy time where it could be a sensory overload. You're saying that I will bring my child shopping whenever I want.
Absolutely, because she's the same as everybody else, regardless of what her condition or whatever she has.
John, what do you say to that? She will bring her child shopping whenever she wants. I won't be told otherwise.
I don't disagree with what Donna's saying. I never would. You know, what the situation here is, Donna, is what's being said is that the child have an overload and he was smashing, you know, jars. And, you know, like he has a duty and a care towards other people in the supermarket. And that's all he was doing, as far as I can see here. I'm not calling anybody out or misjudging anybody. I see what I see with my nephew. I know what to do, or the brother knows what to do. That's it. I'm not calling you out. Or you say that you couldn't go shopping at a certain hour or at a certain day. You do what you would do best, and everybody has to do what they do best. But that security guard, he has to, you know, secure the area, clean up the area, make sure that nobody slips on him or injures themselves. That's all, you know, that's it. Yeah.
Absolutely. But we also don't know the context of how the security guard came across either. I wasn't there, Donna. No, you're right, but in fairness, we don't know if that woman had no other option to bring her kids, to bring her child.
No, we don't. I agree with you. But let's go back to the security guard, and him asking Joanne to leave the store with her child. Do you think he was within his rights to do that?
No, I think he's very unfair, and it's uneducated to know that it doesn't last forever. And when he comes down, his mom would have known exactly
as John said about his brother, other callers have said the same thing. They don't expect people to know the ins and outs of autism.
No, it's all about education and awareness. And that's what, like, I suppose, in minute, we've undertook that program with As I Am to educate and make all businesses aware. And we're very lucky that my daughter can go from preschool to college and everybody will accept her because she can't change for society, but society can change for her. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Okay, but then I want to give an example of something that Jeremy actually mentioned on this podcast a couple of weeks ago. And that was something that he witnessed in a supermarket.
In Dunn's.
A group of young teenagers just acting the prick in the shop and scooping ice out of the fish counter all over the floor, literally destroying the place. I'm trying to understand.
By the way, those children, to the best of my knowledge, they were just little fuckers.
No, that's what I said. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I want to understand how a security guard should know how to react differently. Should he approach those children with the caution that maybe they have autism? No, they weren't. They were just.
But they could have had. Who knows? I mean, who knows?
But they were just literally destroying the shop. What I'm trying to understand, Donna, is
how's the security guard to know?
To know the difference, yeah.
But no, that is different. Like, you know, by their autistic kids. Yes, they can. They can behave in that manner, but you would never really see that. And they do need support. Most of the adults I know, you kind of have to have like a lanyard or like they will identify themselves because they don't want to be treated like that. It's not their fault. And like that, it's just about stepping back. We have sensory toys in all of our shops here. So if there is something, you have the tools to distract. It's all about distraction. You give them something to calm the situation down, to allow Joanne to make decisions. If you were in that position again, to leave or stay.
As an autistic mother then, you believe that the security guard was bang out of order. He should have tried to understand the situation, especially after he was told that the child was lives with autism. He should have been more understanding and perhaps even trained to understand things like this as part of security training.
Absolutely. And I think it may not have been the security guard. He was told to do what he had to do.
Yeah, maybe so.
Shop owner or the manager said, get him out here. We don't know that. So the security guard could be getting the blame just for passing on the message because that's his job.
But then
that decision at all.
Because you could end up in a situation where you have people playing the autism card, where, you know, kids are being little shits in shops. They're pulling things off shelves. The security guard comes along. Oh, no, my child has autism. And then they can get away with anything when they don't actually have autism. I think anybody with half a brain can tell the difference between...
I don't know if they do without proper training. Sure, for God's sake, wasn't diagnosed properly for years. So how is an ordinary... No. Stay there for a second, Donna. I want to go to Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya.
Now, Jessica, what do you want to say on this?
I just think if you know that your child is susceptible to meltdowns, like, why would you bring them out to the shops then? I know that sounds cruel and awful.
Well, according to Joanne, he has bad episodes in public from time to time. That means it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, but from time to time can also mean it's happened more than once. So if you know you're bringing them into a situation that's going to be stressful for them, why would you do that to them?
Well, what do you say then to Donna, who has an autistic child, and she just said, I will bring my child shopping whenever I want?
Right, and fair play to you. That's fine if your child can handle that situation. But I don't understand. If you know that your child's going to have the meltdowns in the shop and it's stressful for you and the child, why do that to them?
Because our children are going to become adults. And how are they supposed to live independently if we don't teach them from when they're a young age? We've also got to understand this. Our kids all grow up to become adults. How are we teaching them independence if we're locking them at home every single day?
I never said lock them up in the attic as if they're Rapunzel. Don't be putting words in my mouth.
I didn't say that. Society needs to change, like you. You need to change your mindset, because our kids deserve to go to the shop like everybody else. They deserve to go to cinema. They deserve to have sensory errors. They deserve to go to zoo. And yes, if my daughter did have a meltdown and we had to leave, we absolutely go. She's our number one priority, and her health is our, and her mental health is our number one priority. But you have
the reality is we can't change the world for a minority of people. That's just a cold hard reality. We can't just change everything about society to fit a minority.
That's true, but 80,000 people in Ireland, do you know the statistics of how many people have autism in this country?
It's still a minority.
No, 1 in 6 kids in each class has autism. Be it undiagnosed or diagnosed.
Come on, let's be honest. Would I be wrong in saying it's probably getting a bit overdiagnosed as well?
Not at all. You don't have it in your life. Don't speak about something if you're not educated on it, which you obviously are not.
Oh, well, then why am I here?
Exactly.
Because clearly it's the Donna show, and can't say anything unless you disagree with it. I think it's getting a bit overdiagnosed. Can change the world for the minority of people. And if your child is susceptible and is stressful to meltdowns in a shop or any sort of public situation, why force that on them?
Well, when she turns 18 and she can't live independently, how are we supposed to build up a resilience to go into each shop if you don't try?
That's a fair answer, Jessica. In other words, her child has to learn how to deal with situations like supermarkets.
Yeah, and I get that, but maybe Joanna needs to bring the kid at a better time when it's quiet.
I do. But what happens?
What happens if something happens during the day
that she needs to go out and it was busy? What do you do then? You can't predict absolutely everything in your life. You have to understand.
Well, if your child has autism, you probably need to learn how to predict better.
I do, but I'm preparing my child to be older, to be independent when she's older. I wouldn't be a good mother if I wasn't doing that. Like you wouldn't if you were wearing your normal neurotypical kids, would you? Keeping them at home and not bringing them to the shop, and then they turn 18 and they need to go for a litre of milk. They don't know what to do. Why should my child be treated differently to yours?
You're the one saying they need to be treated differently if we need to change the world.
No, I'm not.
Well, let me ask you, Jess, what is your reaction to that security guard asking this mother to leave the store yesterday?
Well, no, he shouldn't have said that. He shouldn't have said leave the store. She did nothing wrong. The child did nothing wrong. So there was no need to bring the security guard into it. He was just a power-hungry prick.
But that was the issue. Her whole issue was the fact that she was told to leave the store. That's her whole problem. And
he was wrong in that situation, because nothing wrong happened. Yeah, a few jars are broken. She offered to pay for them. That should have been it. He shouldn't have been like, oh, get out of the store. He was the wrong in the situation. He was the dickhead.
But that's exactly the conversation, though. The conversation is about people's lack of understanding.
But even if it was a neurotypical child having a tantrum, if they broke a few jars, just offer to pay for the damage and leave it at that. He should have been like, leave the store.
I mean, Donna, you said there you'd bring your child wherever you want, whenever you want, which is your... You know that you're the parent. That's your right. But the fact is, you wouldn't bring your child, I'm sure, to a packed cinema, like say when that Minecraft movie was out and kids were throwing popcorn all over the place and it's really really loud, because you know that that's going to be a sensory overload for them. So it's probably wrong for you to say I should be able to bring. Yes, you should be able to bring your child anywhere.
I should be. That doesn't mean I do.
Yeah, that's the point.
But it doesn't mean I do.
So you're not agreeing with Jess then?
No, she's not, because...
Because all Jess is saying is common sense here. Is that, maybe I'm reading Jess wrong. Is that not what you're saying, Jess? Common sense. Don't go to... In other words, John...
I'm just saying don't put your child in a stressful situation, and that you know it's going to be a stressful situation for them. That's all I'm saying, and apparently I'm the bad guy in this.
Because, Donna, in reality, you're not going to bring... Well, I don't know. I don't know how severely autistic your child is, but you're probably not going to bring your child to a football match, a League of Ireland football match, where there's flares going off, people cheering, screaming, that whole thing. Are you?
we do go to let's say we go to the GA, but we go when it's not a big game, when they're like when they're league games, because it's quieter, absolutely. Yeah. Because so I know what she's capable and what she isn't capable of.
I think that's all Jess is saying, is just use common sense.
Going to a supermarket, we should be able to bring our children,
Jeremy,
they're all there.
A supermarket is very different to a football match or a fireworks display. It is, because it's something that we have to do. We have to go shopping.
But no, it's not.
Exactly. You don't have to go to those other places. You don't have to go to football matches or cinema, but you do have to go to the shop. If she wants to learn independence when she turns the age, she needs to walk to the shop with her friends. How am I not helping her by bringing her in when it's busy? Because you can't predict, oh, we're just going to Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. That doesn't suit other people.
Great to talk to you, Donna. Thanks very much indeed.
Donna.
And Jessica, thank you very much as well. Let me bring in this message from Keith.
A couple of years ago in Duns, my daughter was acting up and she kicked a box of cornflakes. Same thing, security guard came over, wasn't happy about it. I just walked away, but reported him to the manager. Didn't give a shit either. You know, at the end of the day, the security fella is not there as a counsellor for fucking kids with ADD. You know, you should ask the parents, is everything okay? And then act on that, but they come over and get cheeky with parents. Don't even get put on his fucking back that day.
All right, Keith, thanks very much indeed for your message. And that actually goes down as the very first message from Keith with no mention of foreigners in it. Good man. Well done.
Diana's after saying there the shopping is a necessity, Jeremy.
That's the point.
But that's why supermarkets in the last few years have become brilliant, and they literally have sensory times.
But as Donna said, it doesn't always suit. Andrea.
I'm not sure it's being considered that maybe the security guard was following instruction from somebody higher up. Also, I know that there is a lack of understanding, but actually there's a lack of understanding from autism parents for people who don't have children with autism, knowing how to handle that situation or react in that situation. It's not all one way traffic.
All right, Andrea, thank you very much indeed for your message. Thank you all of you for your messages, calls, comments and opinions. An extremely busy Opinions Matter podcast today. Please share it with your friends on social media, this episode, particularly parents who live with autistic children. Thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter. Click like or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. See you on the next one.